The nature of Christ, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used for his own advantage. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a slave, taking on the likeness of men. Philippians 2, verses 6 and 7. Jesus is equal in every respect with the Father and the Spirit, with one exception. The Lord Jesus Christ became man. He was born a man and took on human flesh. Christ became a man so that humanity had a kinsman redeemer to atone for their sin. Christ, though equal with the Father and the Spirit, is unique in his humanity. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to this unique God-man, Christ Jesus, who ascended to heaven and at this moment is sitting on the Father's throne in glory. And for 2,000 years, a member of the human race has been seated at God's right hand. Jesus has two separate natures in one body, his nature as God and his human nature. This personal union of two natures is where undiminished deity is uniquely united with true humanity, remaining together in one person forever and without confusion. This hypostatic union took place so that you and I might be saved from our sin. Because Christ was conceived and born of a human mother, he is able to empathize with our human weakness, having been tempted in every way like us, yet without sin. In Hebrews we read that Jesus is also the radiance of the glory of God and his exact imprint. He also upholds the universe by the word of his power, and after making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. God, in his wisdom and grace, designed the plan of salvation before the world began. God, in his love and mercy, purposed to save humanity before we were even created. God the Father, by grace, loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But the Father could not have saved humanity, for God is spirit and man is flesh. God the Spirit loves us so much that he convicts us of sin, righteousness and judgment. But the Holy Spirit could not have redeemed us. He is God and was not made flesh. Jesus alone, as the second member of the Trinity, identified himself with our flesh. Jesus came to earth to bring us back into fellowship with God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Only a perfect man, who was made in the image and likeness of human flesh, could atone for the collective sin of mankind. And God alone is perfect. He alone is good. Only the sinless Son of God, who was born of a woman, could become the sinless sacrifice to take away the sin of the world and break the power of sin and death. Only Jesus Christ was good enough to pay the price of sin and to die for you and me. And God has given all power and authority into the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Acts, we discover the Lord Jesus ascending into heaven, but the promised Holy Spirit was sent to be an ever-present help and comfort in this church age. The ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of all believers today is to glorify Christ. The work of the Spirit in our lives is to conform us into the likeness of Christ Jesus. Christianity is exclusive, for Christ is the one and only non-negotiable way to God. Christ is the only mediator between God and man. There is no other way. None. This hypostatic union of Christ's divine nature and his human nature is crucial for salvation. Christ's undiminished deity is uniquely united with Christ's true humanity and remains together in one person, Jesus Christ, forever and without confusion. The reason that the eternally divine nature of the third person of the Trinity, joined with the fully human nature of the person of Jesus Christ, is so that by his identification with us, we could come into harmony and communion with the Father. This truth is awe-inspiring, for though Jesus is one complete person, his two natures are without change, without confusion, without division, and without separation. The bottom line is that the Lord Jesus is to be the focal point of our love and worship. We may not comprehend this mystery, but let us praise God for this precious truth. Make your own attitude that of Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used for his own advantage. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of men. And when he had come as a man in his external form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even to death on a cross. For this reason, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.